Hello. Yes, thank you for finding time today. It's very important that we go over this. You know, I know that your senior year in college has been a bit overwhelming with online classes only and all this, but I did have you for a previous class and you were doing really well then. But your grades, as of late, have been rather disappointing. Your papers lack the normal diction and grammar and, quite to be quite frank, the voice that you've had. And I just want to sit, have a conversation, make sure that everything's okay. I do understand that with everything that is going on, things can be overwhelming. So, is there anything that you would like to speak to me about? Is the question. Yes, I do know that. Well, I've given you extensions for what you've asked for. You're one of the few people that don't have their camera or their sound on, so to be quite frank, my worry is that you are not even participating in class, that you're not even here. But you turn in the assignments, although they seem very much, well, to be frank, half-assed. It's getting a little frustrating, me giving you the time extra time, actually, and still your work is lacking in quality. I would rather it be late and be done well. Since I am allowing you the extension that, to be quite honest, some of my other students aren't asking for, and they turn in quality work. So, from now on, I'm going to need your camera on. I'm going to need you to participate. And you're only going to be allowed 3 more extensions for 3 separate projects. I can no longer allow multiple extensions on anything in the future. I hope that you understand. And if you need to tell me something, please just be honest. I know this can be overwhelming. It's a lot on every student's plate, every teacher's plate. But you stick out. You are smart. And I want to make sure that see, even now, what? Young man, eyes up. What is possibly so distracting? What is possibly so enthralling that you're not even paying attention to this? You have an enormous possibility of failing my class. And I know you can do this. I know that you've taken more challenging classes. And if it's the online thing, then that's fine. But you're not saying anything. Embarrassed. Embarrassed about what? Speak. Oh. Oh. That is quite flattering, young man, but I'm not allowed to do anything with my students. Ethical clauses and all that. So you openly admit to using my class to relieve yourself because you find me so attractive. You're masturbating while I'm teaching, and you can't seem to focus. Does that sound right? You are quite attractive, I will give you that. You must be quite frustrated with everything going on, not being able to release tension, relieve some of that frustration that you have going on. How's this? You have today. We'll get this out of your system. Don't get too excited. I'm going to tell you what to do, and you're going to put on a show for me. After all, with everything that you've done, lacking, that is, in my class, I'm owed a good show, don't you think? Answer me. Good. You're going to call me Miss. Actually, no. I think you'd like to call me Professor. Is that right? That got those eyes real big, didn't it? You're gonna touch yourself. You're gonna make all the pretty noises for me. I'm going to watch. Tell you what to do. Do you understand? That's a good little one. Looks like you can listen. Shirt off. Now. Good. So eager to please. Look at you. Do you touch yourself there on your chest with your camera off while you look at me teach? Do you arch your back, moan, bite your lip? Do you hope that you accidentally leave the camera on so that me and the whole class can see what a little slut you are for me. That got you going, didn't it? Imagining yourself putting on a show for me in the class. Would you like that? Would you like me to tell you what to do in front of everyone else? All my attention on you. While everyone else looks in jealousy, admiration, and lust. You're shaking. Look at that. We haven't even gotten to the good parts. When I tell you to pinch your nipples with one hand, slide the other one down your stomach, very slowly. I said, slowly. Good. You can listen. Now, put that hand into your pants. and squeeze. I do enjoy those pretty little whimpers leaving your lips. Look at you crying. Yeah, this is gonna be terribly quick, isn't it? The minute I tell you, you have my permission. But let's make one thing very clear. You are not to come unless otherwise told. You're going to listen because you've been lacking in discipline this semester. And I'm tired. So you're going to fucking listen to me. And I don't care how much you shake and moan like the dirty little slut you are. Oh, you like that? You would. Sitting in my class, touching yourself while I'm teaching the rest of the students. You would like being called a dirty, dirty slut. Unbutton your pants. Take out your cock. I want to see it. Good boy. That's my good, dirty little slut. Look how much you're leaking. Yeah, look at that. Yeah, you're gonna make a mess. Oh. You have to be quiet. Someone's home. Is the door locked? Is it one of your roommates? I don't give a fuck if you have to be quiet. When I tell you to moan and whimper for me, you will do so. Do you understand? Are you okay with that? Hey. Yes, look at me. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with everything that we are doing? Do you wish to continue? No nodding. Words, young man. Use them. Yes, okay. Now, if you choose to stop at any point in time, you're going to say red. When I ask what color, if you're okay with what we are doing, you will say green. Do you understand? Okay. Good. One hand, cupping your balls. Yeah, like that. The other, pumping. Slow. Spread. Yeah. Spread that pre-cum all over your dick. And look how much of it there is. Tell me, do you make a mess in your underwear before you even touch yourself with the thought of class? Yeah. You think it's even hotter at the fact that I'm sitting here fully clothed on camera while you're naked and giving me a show following my instructions. Like such a dirty little slut. You're aching for it, aren't you? You're aching to be fucked. I can tell. That tension in your legs. Their breath leaving your chest so rapidly. Your arms are shaking. Is it because I'm telling you to go slowly? Work worth doing should be done correctly. And this work is so worth doing, isn't it? You like listening to me, don't you? Dirty little slut probably enjoys my voice just telling you what to do. Eager little slut. Go faster. Yeah. Look at that. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for thanking me. That's such a good little student. Such a good little slut. Stop. You know, I'm debating whether I should just let you finish or not. That is a good question, isn't it? I should just leave you like that. Until you actually turn in an assignment on fucking time. But I'll do you one better. Put your hands on your dick. Just like that. One over the other. Oh, you have lube. How convenient. It's right next to your computer. Could that have anything to do with my class? Dirty, dirty slut likes his lube. Yep, both hands. You're gonna pump your hips up and fuck into your fists. Okay? Yeah. Good boy. Calling me professor. I really like those little whines and whimpers. Makes you sound so desperate. Like such a little whore. For me. Yeah. You like that, don't you? Being your professor's dirty little whore. Yeah, look at your head tilted back. Open your eyes. Look down. Look at how much of a mess you're making. Yeah, it's for me, huh? Begging already. You want me to let you come? That's so cute. The temptation to say no. To deny it to you. Whatever shall I do? Should I let you? What do you think? Look at me. Look at Me. Good. You're shaking. You're close, aren't you? Yeah. Okay, well, I'm a really good professor, aren't I? Giving you all those extensions. Yeah. So good, right? Look at you begging, whining. I bet the whole house can hear you. I bet they're wondering who you're talking to. Because they're never going to believe your professor would actually do this with you. Yeah, they're probably going to ask you what girl you got to roleplay. Yeah. And you'll know that it's me. You'll know that you were such a dirty fucking whore for your professor. Yeah. And when you're telling them the story, you're gonna tell them how good it felt. Me giving you the instructions, watching you. You just listening to my voice, looking at me. Aching and shaking, look at you. Now, be a good whore and come for me. You're welcome, my good little one. You sure can listen when you're motivated to. Look at that. You made such a mess. Now, eyes open. Look at me. How are you feeling? Good. Okay. Good. You're feeling good. Now, you're gonna clean up. You're going to get dressed. And you're gonna do your work. Drink some water and turn your things in on time. Do we have an understanding? Don't get shy on me now. You put on a pretty good show, young man. You do know that there's only like 6 years of difference between us. Yeah. You can be a professor in your 30s. It's completely possible. Didn't say you had to be a good one. I know. But this is a one-time thing. But I still want to make sure you're okay. You're a senior. You deserve to graduate. I've seen your work. I expect better. Do we have an understanding? Good. Oh, young man. Maybe for graduation, we can do something else. But you have to graduate, so fucking do your work. And please take care of yourself, alright? If you need anything class-related, please feel free to reach out. Otherwise, this memory should tide you over. Goodbye.